Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the Line Life Podcast. For this episode, we're featuring part two of a two-part series featuring the Apprentice of the Year program at Pedernales Electric Cooperative in the Hill Country area of Texas. This episode will feature an interview that I had with Josh Hannawalt, who's a journeyman lineman who works on this program. During this interview, Josh will talk more about the training available for apprentices at Pedernales Electric Cooperative, as well as about his own journey in the line trade. He also talks about Benjamin Kent, who is the 2026 Apprentice of the Year for Pedernales Electric Cooperative, and who's featured in part one of this two-part series. For more information, make sure you go to linelife.podbean.com to hear the interview that I had with Benjamin. Also, if you are an apprentice who's looking to get in the spotlight, or if you know of an apprentice who's going above and beyond in their training program, make sure you reach out to me on LinkedIn or on Instagram at Lineman World, or you can also email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com. About six times a year, we have a department called Faces of the Future, where we put apprentices in the spotlight. All the apprentices who we feature in this department receive a tool package from Milwaukee Tool for their dedication to the line trade. Now let's move on to the conversation that I had with journeyman lineman Josh Hannawalt of Pedernales Electric Cooperative. Josh, thank you so much for joining us for the Line Life Podcast. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you all for the opportunity to discuss with you all. Certainly, thank God for this opportunity to discuss growth of others and just the overall process.
And Josh, you're the technical training manager at Pedernales Electric Cooperative. Can you talk about the Apprentice of the Year program and how it came about?
Our apprenticeship program is a 8,000-hour, four-year endeavor. And we were talking about, hey, we've got over 150 apprentices enrolled here in our cooperative, and it's a pretty lonely process at times. So what is a way that we can, you know, establish some guidelines and parameters to, you know, recognize them and, you know, a lot of character building moments over 4 years. And that's kind of where we came up with, you know, hey, there's acts of service. There's stuff that they do in the field that kind of goes unrecognized in an already thankless job. So we wanted to take that time of recognizing members like Ben who've come through and kind of highlighted their high points in their career. So that's how we kind of started it. And now we're on year three. And it's been successful and received really well. And Ben was our candidate that we selected out of nine different apprentices represented across 8,100 square miles service territory, the co-op.
And what was it that set Ben apart? And what are some qualities that he exhibited that helped him earn the spot as the Apprentice of the Year for Pedernales Electric Cooperative?
That's a great question. One of the things that, you know, I'm much kind of like we talked already and you heard Ben, really well spoken, eloquent, you know, and he had a lot of humility, especially from year one. One of the things that Ben and I laughed about was, you know, coming into the trade, he's a little bit more seasoned than your typical apprentice. You know, typically we have apprentices that come in ranging in 18 years old to about 22, 23. And Ben, like I said, a little bit more life experience came in, and immediately there was that doubt kind of set in. And we're like, year one climbing school, walks up to me and goes, man, this is going to be pretty tough. Like, oh, you've got this. And then here we are 4 years later. And, you know, during that time, you know, he exuded a lot of integrity and passion, clearly about the strengthening of others with who he worked with. He had a really sense of purpose about him, you know, his character himself. When we would talk, he'd always stay late, show up early. And then ultimately, as a student goes within our program, high test scores. He averaged I believe a 96 grade average over the course of 4 years. And I think that's over at least a dozen tests. And that's skill sets and assessments throughout that time that also was a good indicator. But then the big thing for us is we have a lot of growth opportunities of, you know, getting engagement for our local high schools or students and career fairs and whatnot. And Ben's always been the first to volunteer. And then sometimes being voluntold as an apprentice goes, which a lot of apprentices figure out one way or the other. He did it with a smile on his face, and that really set him apart as well. So a lot of good candidates he was picked from, but he was the clear indicator of this year's reward.
And Josh, now I'd like to hear a little bit more about the climbing portion of your training program. Can you talk about how you teach the apprentices how to climb for the first time?
We're not made to climb, you know, as, you know, the way we are, but with the tools and the innovation and the changes of the industry, you know, been adapted to it, much like we are kind of saying, like riding a bike, you know, once you kind of get your feet underneath you and you're going up the pole and it's a rhythm. There's a process in which you start trusting your gear. And then the next thing you know, you're on the top of a 30-foot structure all the way up to, you know, 8,500 feet and beyond. So at that point, you know, he'd showed really mastery over his skills from day one. I mean, you never know that he hadn't climbed before, you know, but by his second, third day in school, if I can remember correctly, he was trusting his gear and great. But our overall apprenticeship program, like I said, it takes 4 years is what the allotted time is, that with 8,000 hours. And it's kind of structured where you learn how to climb in year one. And I'm, you know, boiling this down to kind of an overview. Year two, you're learning your transformers and your grounding, you know, the really foundational tools of the trade. And then by year three, you're getting a hotline glove certification. And then by year four, it comes to a culmination of bringing everything together to be learning how to operate the system, learning about our system protection, and then ultimately crew leadership, which is huge as far as supporting, you know, what we're trying to instill here, which is the value and growth of others. So with that said, it sounds simple when we first talk about it, but you can ask Ben as far as the studying and the amount of time, you got to be intentional about finishing this program. And that's something that we're proud of.
Josh, now can you share a little bit about your training center with our Line Life podcast listeners?
I've truly been blessed to be a part of what I think is something that for the industry, it's kind of changing the way we've thought about how we train and learn. We take a hands-on approach here. We've partnered with Northwest Line College, and we've been with them now since 2014. Our program came into existence officially from the DOL's represented side of 2012. And since then, we've been actually hands-on facility here as of 6 years ago now, I believe. And I got to be a part of that. So everything that you can possibly conceive as far as when you're going from setting a meter to setting a pole, climbing, the classrooms themselves, everything is, you know, the instructors have a mantra of teaching others and not just telling them, but showing them, demonstrating first, and then evaluating them, and then, you know, following up with evaluating where they need to be. So everything is hands-on at eyes level here. We have a really great facility that our board of directors and leadership has invested in heavily, and it's paying off dividends to where when people show up, they're like, wait, this is just for practice? And it's like, yes, it's, you know, we practice like we play, that it's not energized at all times, but we have functions that we do energize for that part of the line work. But it's a great opportunity to really hone in on the craft that if you're not intentional with, when I came up, we didn't have an opportunity like this. You know, it was kind of just, you know, see it once and then try to replicate it here. You show up for 2 weeks at a time within a year, if not more, to kind of evaluate and assess where you're at within the program.
So how do you think that helps by practicing in a de-energized setting before they get out in the field and start performing these tasks?
So thinking back to kind of, you know, when I first started in the trade and where we're at now, I think it's something as it relates to it's crucial to the growth that we need to see, and especially with the demand. Ben had kind of talked about earlier, you know, we're not, it's a thankless job already, you know, but you don't know how much you valued having the power on until it's gone. And so here, being able to show up here and demonstrate these things in a controlled environment, it's a necessary requirement, you know, in order for us to continue to keep the power on, you know, and that's with the growth of the industry itself. I mean, we're seeing, I think in 86 years or 87 years, the cooperative has been in existence, and we're looking to maybe double that amount of meters here in the next 5 to 10 years that it took for us to get in 85 years, which is crazy to me, but that's happening everywhere. Living here in Austin in this hill country area, everyone's moving here. I feel like there's a ton of growth, a ton of other businesses, not only just, you know, nationally, but internationally moving into this area. And so they're demanding reliable, safe power from our alignment. So it's great.
So you've seen a lot of growth then with transmission. I was just at the IEEE show last month in Chicago and heard a lot about 765 kV, including a huge project that's underway in Texas. Are you seeing some of that growth in your service territory as well?
Absolutely. And like everything else, you know, you have, you know, a lot of different demands that are unique to what we do, but we're more on the distribution side of the house. So one of the things that, you know, I get to be privy to is seeing how that's kind of changed. You know, when I first started, like I said, it's been 21 years of the trade for me now. I believe we were right around 150, 200,000 meters. And we're coming up on the big 500,000 meter mark, which comparatively speaking, I didn't appreciate that then, but looking forward to it now, that's truly kind of where I get to see, you know, the rewards, if you will, because the membership, when they see the power come on, they're the ones that appreciate everything that we do. So
that's great. And then once Ben tops out as a journeyman, how is his role going to change? And what does he have to look forward to as far as working on the crew?
You know, I think he's already set up really well. And that was one of the things, you know, that we look for is, you know, the values. So every year when they go through the apprenticeship program, when they complete a level, they get a coin. And for Ben, you know, what he's looking forward to is that fourth year is what we have is this, I don't know if you could see this, or you, but it's leadership is the growth of others.
Oh, I love that.
And so we have a coin for each year, but I think that's probably the big thing because, you know, all I am is an example of people that have poured into me. And while I don't know everything, we don't expect our apprentices to know everything. And so having some humility and going through and having determination and being willing to work with others, especially in the worst of conditions when you're probably lacking sleep and not having the mental bandwidth and then having to go home and rinse, repeat, kind of like what we're in right now with the storm seasons, that's probably the biggest challenge. And that's just experience. You know, that's something that him having a little bit more life experience outside of just coming in, and like myself, like I came in a year of college and not a whole lot of life experience. That's a lot harder to accomplish, especially, you know, balancing all those demands. So with Ben, I think that's the next step is, hey, grow others, build your own apprentices, and then they're eventually going to be an example of you.
And Josh, is there anything else that you'd like to say to our Line Life podcast listeners?
No, I just like to say, you know, thank you to the cooperative. And for over the years, it's been a huge blessing to be a part of this and see now we've had the apprenticeship program going here in-house for over 6 years. It takes a lot of different people to support this. It's not just, you know, the linemen. There's a lot of supporting staff that I've been able to work with across boundaries and networking. And this is a brotherhood, and it does give you a sense of purpose at the end of each day to go home, you know, realize that you're part of something bigger that not everybody does appreciate, you know? So if you see a lineman, you know, hey, thank them. You know, I know this is kind of no longer a niche category, I would say. I think there's a lot of limelight and really good things happening for the trade. But with that, being patient, you know, I'd say, you know, people need to really understand that this is a process. It's not just the flick of the light switch that we're behaving with and dealing with all the time. It takes a lot of time and dedication and grit. And if you can accomplish all those things, and much like anything, it just takes time for good things to happen. So truly blessed for the opportunity to be here and work with people like Ben every day. And thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And are you guys going to be at the International Lineman's Rodeo Week here in Kansas City this October?
hopefully we have our upcoming rodeo in July for the Texas Lineman's Rodeo. So depending on how we prepare and do down there, we are taking some teams and some apprentices. I've actually dealt with some apprentice practice today for our apprentices in preparation for that. But yes, ma'am, I'd like to be a part of that. I've got to compete as well there years ago now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, hopefully everything goes well at Texas, and that'll determine who gets to go and potentially go up there in Bonner Springs.
Well, good luck at the Texas Rodeo, and hopefully you guys will be able to come out to Kansas City. It's my hometown, and I absolutely love the rodeo, and I hope to meet you or some of your Pedernales Electric Cooperative teammates in person there in Kansas City at the T&D World booth at the Lineman's Expo.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for listening to this episode. And if you want to learn more about Benjamin Kent, the 2026 Pedernales Electric Cooperative Apprentice of the Year, make sure you go to linelife.podbean.com. If you're taking an innovative approach to apprentice training and have an incredible training center, I would love to hear about it. Again, email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again, and stay safe out there, line workers. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life Podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lineman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast.